Hello, and welcome to this week's episode of Money Talk. In today's episode, we are going to be talking about the HSA, a product that not a lot of people have knowledge about and a topic that's been requested by one of my listeners. In this episode, we're going to talk about what is an HSA, how does it work, what are the benefits of it? Especially, we're going to talk about the triple tax advantage, how you can invest your HSA, some of the disadvantages to an HSA, and how I use an HSA. And I hope you enjoy today's episode, and I hope that it gives you some insight into a financial product that you may or may not have heard about. It can be a very good tool, but not necessarily one that everyone should get right into. But let's get right into today's episode. You know, we don't talk about money enough. It is a topic that just gets ignored for some reason, even though it plays a role in everyone's day-to-day life. Well, this is the issue that brought Money Talk to reality. I know you're probably too busy and don't have the time to research and learn about all the things that go into personal finance, but that is where this podcast, Money Talk, comes into play. I'm your host, Skylar Fleming, and I'm here to do the research and learn all the extra stuff about personal finance for you. The goal is to simply get us talking about money. So let's get talking. So let's get right into the first thing. What is an HSA? Well, it stands for Health Savings Account, but is an account for qualified medical expenses. And that term qualified is pretty important when it comes to some of the things that you can do with an HSA. But it is a tax-advantaged account for a common expense in everyone's lives, which is medical expenses. The IRS, there's a couple websites out there that list those qualified medical expenses. So if you have one and you're unsure, you can easily look it up. There's a lot of great internet tools that'll help you figure out what you can or can't use an HSA for. But it's pretty simple. An HSA is just a vehicle that the government's created to allow you to save for and use to pay for medical expenses, because they're a common thing in everyone's life. So the government's built a tool that allows you to avoid taxes and kind of use your medical expenses as a way to get around some tax deductions and different things like that. But next, let's talk about how an HSA works. So, how does the HSA work? Well, the first thing is your insurance plan. You have to be on a high deductible health plan. And the thing about those is they have a high deductible, which is usually several thousand dollars, especially if you're on a family plan. And most high deductible health plans cover like 100% of everything after you hit that deductible. But that $3,000 to $7,000 to $10,000 deductible can be a lot for most people. And if you're not ever going to hit it or come close, then an HSA can be a good tool for you. But one of the things about the high deductible health plan is it can have lower premiums since it has that higher deductible. So you may save more up front. And that savings is really meant to be put into a health savings account. But there's maximums on how much you can put into an HSA. And those limits can change year to year and change whether you're filing single or married filing joint. So make sure you look those up. But you can use the funds in an HSA to cover qualified medical expenses. Like I mentioned before, those are just things that the IRS deems worthy of your HSA dollars. And one difference of an HSA to an FSA is the balance in your HSA rolls over and it never expires. So what you do is you put in your money from either payroll contributions, which can be done pre-tax, or if you do them from your own money, you can get a tax deduction. And this is kind of a way that you can manipulate your tax bill. If you owe a little bit extra come tax time, you can put some more in an HSA if you have access to one. But that balance rolls over and never expires, which comes really in handy with the next thing we're going to talk about, the benefits of the HSA, and especially the triple tax advantage ability of the HSA. So let's get right into that. So the benefits of the HSA, the triple tax advantage, one of the great things and why sometimes if you're listening to other financial podcasts, you may hear people say HSA is their favorite investing vehicle. So let's talk about the triple tax advantage and break it down. So there's the tax savings on the front end. Either you contribute pre-tax through your payroll contributions to an HSA, or if you contribute after that, you get a tax deductible or a tax deduction rather on your taxes when it comes tax time. So there's the first tax advantage, is you can either save money by doing pre-tax or you get that tax back when it comes tax time. The next tax advantage is there's no taxes on account growth. So the account can just keep growing with inside itself. If you're earning dividends, if it's just in a regular savings account, or if you're earning like stock dividends or selling off stock and investing your HSA, which we'll talk about next, there's no taxes on that account growth. And then there's also no taxes on the withdrawals if they're for qualified medical expenses. So if you're paying for those things that the IRS deems worthy, you're not going to have to pay taxes or penalties or anything on that withdrawal. So you put the money in tax-free, it grows tax-free, and then when you take it out, you don't have to pay taxes on it. So the government and the IRS is really setting us up to have a great vehicle to pay for medical expenses, especially if you're healthy and are able to just sock away a bunch of money for later down the road, because there's a couple cool things you can do. And like I mentioned, it helps reduce your tax bill. And Rebecca and I, my wife, we saw this firsthand this year. We owed about, I want to say it was less than $1,000 to the federal for our federal taxes, but we hadn't maxed out our HSA contributions yet. So we had some more room there. So I was like, well, what happens if we plan on maxing that out? And we did. And we were able to flip that, I think, $800 taxes that we owed into a small refund for us just by saying, hey, we'll contribute more money before April 15th or the tax filing deadline for the year. So we were able to manipulate our tax bill a little bit thanks to that first tax advantage of the tax deduction or pre-tax money going into your HSA. So there's a lot of cool things that you can do with the HSA, and it's really a great tool if you have access to it. But next, let's talk about investing your HSA and how to take advantage of that second and third part of the triple tax advantage ability of the HSA. Let's talk about investing it next. So, investing your HSA, it's something that I've mentioned a few times so far in this episode, but let's talk about it. So what does it do? What is investing your HSA? That sounds kind of crazy, doesn't it? You want this money to be able to pay for health expenses, right? Well, if you're investing your HSA, it allows your money to grow faster. Instead of the 0.001% you earn in a normal savings account, you can put it in, say, like an S&P 500 index fund or something simple, low risk, because you need that money to be able to pay for medical expenses if that's the way you're doing it. But one of the things is that with the HSA, I'll try to explain this as simply as possible, but if you're curious about it, make sure you do more research. But one thing you can do is you can put money in your HSA, invest it, and then you can reimburse yourself later down the road with the money. But the thing is you have to keep extremely tight track of all your receipts that you use for qualified medical expenses, just in case the IRS ever comes asking for proof of those large withdrawals that you're now making years and years down the road. So what you can do is you invest the money in your HSA, you let it sit there and grow and grow and grow, and then you have the extra cash. You have to have extra cash in order to do this. And then you just pay your medical expenses normally with a debit or a credit card or checks, but you don't use the HSA money yet. And then you keep track of those qualified medical expenses that you paid for out of pocket until later down the road when your HSA has grown a lot through investing it, and then you're able to reimburse yourself for those charges. Nobody's going to ask unless the IRS comes knocking saying, hey, what was this large withdrawal from your HSA? Was this all for qualified medical expenses? And then you slap down all those receipts on the table or send them a PDF of all of them. But you have to make sure you're keeping tight track. This can be putting every receipt in a file folder and keeping it safe, or just use a Google Drive folder and back it up multiple places or something like that. Scan every receipt. That's what I do. And this can allow you to pay for your medical expenses solely off of investment growth. And it's honestly one of the coolest things for me when it comes to the HSA is being able to think the investments could grow enough to pay for our medical expenses now because we don't have a whole lot of them. So later and later down the road when the investments doubled, now it's just investments paying for our medical expenses, which is really neat. But you have to make sure to invest it really low risk, which is simple index funds, and keep that risk low. Single stocks are probably not your best idea for your HSA, because what if you're betting on really small companies, one of them goes to zero, and now you've lost the money that you were trying to pay for your medical expenses? That sucks. But we're going to be talking about index funds next week. So simple index funds, keep your risk low in your HSA. Don't get too crazy. But if I have some platform to recommend, if your HSA doesn't currently offer investing, you can look up what's called a trustee to trustee transfer. Really boring stuff, so look it up on your own. But Fidelity is one of the best platforms for an HSA and also allows you the full access to their investing. suite of all their tools through an HSA. So if you're going to open an HSA because you're eligible for one, make sure you look at the eligibility rules, but investing it can lead to a really cool opportunity to reimburse yourself way down the road. So that was one of the main things I wanted to cover, is investing your HSA. And I know that was a long segment and it could be a little boring, but if you have any questions, email me at moneytalk.ffc@gmail.com and we can talk about it a little bit more. But let's talk about the disadvantages of an HSA next. So, what are the disadvantages of an HSA? Well, one is the high deductible health insurance. You have to make sure you have enough money in your account or in the HSA to cover that deductible, because it could be pretty high. And if you're trying to do the reimbursement strategy, you got to make sure you have that extra cash flow sitting around waiting for you to be able to use it. Because if you can't meet that deductible, it's going to be really hard when you have to fork all that money over because you had a big medical situation come up. And you have to make sure that extra money is there if you're going to go with the reimbursement strategy. And you have to be a really good bookkeeper. If you're going to, you got to have a spreadsheet probably. You don't have to, but you need some way to keep track of what expenses you've made, whether they've been reimbursed or not, and their date, and like just a simple method to say, hey, here's this receipt, hasn't been reimbursed. It could really be just as simple as a folder system of having your receipt images in a folder that says not reimbursed, reimbursed, and uncategorized, like ones you haven't looked at yet that just you dump into the folder. I don't know. Just throwing ideas out there in case you're afraid of spreadsheets. But next, let's talk about how I use an HSA and some of my thoughts about them. So how do me and my wife use an HSA? Well, we use it with the reimbursement strategy. And I keep very tight track on really all of our money, but especially our medical expenses and our qualified ones, so that later down the road, we can reimburse ourselves from the account growth. I keep a tight track on a spreadsheet and just check it off once we reimburse ourselves. And we have a threshold set on, say, hey, once it hits $1,000 not reimbursed, we'll pull that out of the HSA. And we have extra savings in place to be able to cover our medical expenses over time. And then when we need the money back, because our extra like buffer is getting a little low, we just reimburse ourselves. And like I said, we used it to reduce our tax bill. So we got a tax refund instead of owing, which is really sweet. There's a lot of opportunities with an HSA. They can give you a lot of different opportunities, but you have to be very careful with your money. And once you're careful and learn how to do some of the neater things, I would say, with your money, opportunities can present themselves to be able to reimburse yourself with account growth from your HSA or other investment opportunities or other little tricks that you can do with your money that when you don't have extra money set aside, just don't show up because you're so worried about living paycheck to paycheck. So I think the HSA is a good example of an opportunity that can present itself once you start to fine tune and really get on track with like your money plan, so to speak. Thank you for listening to today's episode of Money Talk. There are a lot of great resources out there to find more about the HSA. I recommend you go and check them out before you dive completely into the HSA and start using it as a reimbursement investment account instead of a spending account. The main thing to be careful of is keeping a tight track on your medical expenses. You don't want to invest the money unless you're planning on leaving it there for years. On other good news, we are climbing very quickly towards 300 listens and downloads, and thank you all for listening to this podcast. It would mean a lot if you would share it with one of your friends, and then you could have a great money talk around the subject of the episode. So you could always suggest topics to me, like this one about the HSA. Send me any questions or topic suggestions to moneytalk.ffc@gmail.com. And thank you for listening to Money Talk. I'm your host, Skylar Fleming. Have a great week.
Thank you for listening to Money Talk. The Money Talk Show is provided for informational purposes and should not be used for personal or specific financial advice. Every situation is unique and different. Please make sure to do your own research for your personal financial situation.